You know, our messaging is different, and it's what really makes the entire business model boom and thrive for our company and our private duty home care partners and those in the field that are all those different health and medical health senior service verticals. So here's what I mean by our message is different. You know, we have a very specific model. One, you know, the old perception was you get a necklace pendant and a glorified baby monitor. It's all about I've fallen and I can't get up. And falls are a big deal. They're tied to Parkinson's and stroke, and they're tied to neuropathy from diabetes and foot and ankle and hip and knee and vision problems and hearing problems. So it is a big problem, but we do a lot more to care for patients, to help them manage life with a chronic illness, and to really do a better job of serving the risks that are associated with the aging population or the high concern client. And one of the things that we wanted to do right away was we wanted to get people engaged in the utilization of our type of technology much earlier in the life cycle, right? Because it's a safety device, it's a health and wellness device, it's a telehealth device, it's physician on demand. There's all these amazing benefits in it. And what we did is we didn't want to be that life alert, fallen, can't get up personality where the image you have is always of a person that's 90 to 100 years old, right? And you know, it's funny because the client themselves, when they look in the mirror, always see themselves as younger than they actually are, right? And when you present a medical alert, the traditional medical alert, you know, their response is usually, if they're 70, they say, what am I, 80? If they're 80, they say, what do I look like? I'm 90, I don't need that yet. If they're 90, they say, what am I, 100? If they're 100, they go, what am I, 110? You know, I don't need that. So we even see people say, I fall all the time and I'm still okay. And we know inside that the more you fall, the higher the risk that you're going to have a catastrophic event that is going to be life-ending, life-altering, going to rob you of your independence. You're not going to be able to live at home anymore. And really, right, that's the thing that we both want to do for people is we want people to be able to get the one thing they want over and above anything else. They want to remain active and independent. They want to age gracefully in the home that they love. We're trying to keep them at home, right? So, you know, the flow, the rivers of influence are all going our direction as we work together to help them stay in their home. So we've come up with a message that's very different, and it has created unbelievable utilization, a confidence about a product, a connection with the product, a level of loyalty. They refer more to other people, and they love it because we say, look, this really, in a metaphoric way, is like the ultimate anti-aging device. The electronic caregiver Premier, for instance, our kind of flagship, you know, mass market product, is better than anything else that is on the market in that kind of medical alert space because it's really a whole health and wellness and automated safety and health maintenance device. You look at this device, and it's the device that keeps active people active, and that's what they want. So when we go out with our message, we say, look, this is like the ultimate anti-aging device. And I don't mean to say that it's going to slow down the aging process, but it does stop something very often that people fall subject to. And that is, look, you don't have to be old, okay? People have medical emergencies, but they also have household injuries. They are victims of assaults or robberies or, you know, an unsuspecting person on the porch. And we tell people, look, you know what this is? This is a way to make sure that an active individual remains active, preserves their independence, and lives without concern and worry. You live with confidence and peace of mind. And it doesn't matter whether you get confronted in a dark parking lot leaving a grocery store at night. It doesn't matter whether it's somebody's runaway pit bulls chasing you down. It doesn't matter if you slip off a ladder cleaning a rain gutter or slip on ice or water on a wintry or you know, during a wintry day or you know, a summer thunderstorm. It doesn't matter whether it's a slip in the bathtub. and you see your phone, but you can't get to it. It doesn't matter if you slip on the concrete, roll an ankle going down a step, or in a car accident, go down on a hiking trail, fall off your bike, you know. You've got to have expedited response, and this is what makes us such a great offer because of the safety and the security, the peace of mind, and the convenience of being able to get the resources you need at the push of a button. And so what's happened is that when we kind of come at it with this kind of active individual perspective, we get people saying, you know, I can see myself going down on a hiking trail. I can see myself. I've slipped in the garage before. I've stumbled down my back steps. You know, they don't see themselves now as having to be 100 years old to have a medical alert. So now we're showing them something that looks like a fitness band that goes on their wrist. They have their mini controller. It's programmed if they have to remember to take medications or follow through on a medical test. But most importantly, it's the way to be able to push a button during any emergency and have expedited response, somebody kneeling at your side immediately. Because if you go down, and let's say it is a tub or a medical emergency, you go down the tub and you break a hip. Folks, if you're down for 6, 8, 10 hours and somebody's not kneeling at your side, we've seen 50-year-olds have that slip and fall and catapult into a new life situation where they're living like they're 85 or 90 years old. They literally live their life. They go from private residence to living their life in a nursing home, and they have lost all forms of independent living because of one slip off a ladder and a back injury or a head injury or neck injury, you know, on the concrete or hard soil, and nobody found them for 12 hours. Now, that same individual would have had a completely different result and maintained their independence if somebody was kneeling at their side in a matter of 8 or 9 minutes. And that's really the difference. When we're down and we're in trouble, if we're bleeding, if we've got pressure and compression on a wound, if we don't have oxygen and blood flow getting to a wounded area, if we're developing blood clots, if we get hypothermic, if we're in extreme distress, and we need somebody managing our pain, getting us on fluid, extricating us, and getting us into a care environment. And that is the ability for us, the resulting consequences, the ability to maintain our independence. So, you know, when we come back around and look at it simply, we're offering a device for active people that want to remain active. If they have a chronic condition or comorbidities, we're helping them manage life more effectively by remembering their meds, remembering to check their blood sugar, step on the scale, or check their pulse oxygen or their blood pressure. We have all of these great features in our offerings, and we're helping people live a more dignified, higher quality life. Now, let me end on this. We're also expanding into some other market demographics because we've got family members getting this product, like our Premier, for their kids going to college. They've got, you know, one or two girls off in college. They know that they're walking across the quad with their face buried in their cell phone. They know if they get hit or assaulted from behind, the phone's going to go flying. I don't care what app you've got on your phone. You can't dial and open apps when you're defending yourself or you're having some kind of emergency or the phone's gone flying. You got to be able to push a button and get instant help. And they also love the convenience. And I'll finish on this. The Pocket MD, the telehealth component. This is why we're getting people earlier in the life cycle, and we're keeping them years and years longer than anybody else ever has. And they love the product. The convenience of Pocket MD, being able to pull up your mini controller, press and hold a button. It can be 2 in the morning, you've got a fever, and your only choice is driving 20 minutes through weather to spend 3 hours in an urgent care packed with a bunch of sick people. Now you can press a button, and I can be a college person or a person that has trouble with mobility or transportation. I can press and hold a button in the inconvenient time where I've fallen ill. And on an unlimited basis, by the way, I can get a physician on the phone, connect with the desk who sets that up by pushing the button right through my electronic caregiver device. They'll set it up so I have a doctor on the phone with me who can consult, provide unlimited consultations, can access my health records, can call in a script to a local pharmacy for non-emergent responses. Maybe it's pink eye, a UTI. So just the ability to have a physician in an urgent care in the palm of your hand 24/7, 365 days a year is an unbelievable benefit. So I think when you look at everything that we do, targeting the middle to upper income market who wants to stay in their private residence, accessing them with the active message in preserving lifespan and independence and being able to access some other people that are in high risk jobs or, you know, kids that are away from family and they want to make sure they've got, you know, access to a health professional and they've got safety concerns resolved. All of these things open up a lot of new, exciting market opportunities, and they're very profitable. You're going to start seeing a type of volume in your business you've never seen before. You're going to get it from networking, all your traditional referral sources, and it is going to change the face of your business, and you're going to access people at a point where you are going to possess and own that relationship. And as they escalate to needing supplementary live care, you are going to be already have been generating revenue and developing the loyalty and the trust and anchoring that relationship. And they aren't going to whoever's in the flyer in the discharge planner folder. They aren't going to who's up on the billboard or with the full page ad. They're coming to you because you already own that relationship. That's the work we're going to do together. And you're really going to like the results you get.